Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve Hom, the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, July 14th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a jury has awarded $33 million to a family-owned grocery store that allegedly was smeared by Oberlin College. It's a hefty award. Could it change the culture on campuses and amongst most college leaders? Wouldn't really bet on it, I suppose. Two, the state of New York is moving closer to allowing illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. Pretty soon in that state, there'll be no incentive to actually become a citizen, which, when you think about it, might be the plan after all. And number one, just a week after being hit from the left on his longtime support for the Hyde Amendment, which he's now reversed, Joe Biden will have to apologize again, it seems. The New York Times has found video from 2006 in which Biden said abortion is not a right. Oh, Joe, that will simply not be tolerated in today's Democrat Party. Hour three of the Steve Gruber Show underway. Thanks for joining us across the great state of Michigan. Steve Doolin joining us this hour, and Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC. My name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. That's where I am on Twitter, SteveGruber.com, and Steve Gruber Show at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. So this video the New York Times found, I bet there's going to be a lot of this stuff. You've been around as long as Joe Biden has. You've said some things, and you might be slightly out of step with today's Democrat Party. Newly unearthed video from 2006, Joe Biden said he supported Roe v. Wade, but did not view abortion as, quote, a choice and a right. Remarks that raise further questions about how he views abortion rights as he runs for the Democrat presidential nomination and faces pressure over his position on the issue. This is the New York Times story. Biden, in a videotaped interview with Texas Monthly, said, quote, I do not view abortion as a choice and a right, and I think it's always a tragedy. I think it should be rare and safe, he added. I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. Oh, Joe! Oh, they'll never stand for that. Mr. Biden referred to himself as, quote, a little bit of an odd man out in my party, because he wouldn't vote for federal financing of abortions, had voted to limit late-term abortions, but supported Roe v. Wade. The Times says the video adds a new dimension to Mr. Biden's vacillating record on abortion. Actually, it really hadn't been vacillating much until the past few weeks when leftist activists pressured him to do so. Biden has in the past tried to stake out a middle ground on the issue, asserting his support for individual abortion rights, which, by the way, does not actually coincide with the Catholic faith, while insisting taxpayers should not fund abortions. Last Wednesday, Biden's staff said he maintained his longstanding position in support of the Hyde Amendment. The next day, he reversed that position. Asked Thursday for a comment on the new video, Biden's campaign declined to provide a statement to the Times, but referred a reporter to the campaign statement to CNN, which is the statement about the Hyde Amendment. Quote, Vice President Biden supports a woman's right to choose. He believes that we are in a moment of unprecedented assault on choice in this country. Vice President Biden would nominate judges who would stand firm on upholding all of our constitutional rights, including a woman's right to choose. That is the story from the New York Times. CNN finding the article in the first place. Biden saying, man, he's going to pay for this. He's going to have to do a lot of apologizing. Abortion is not a choice and a right. It's always a tragedy. We should limit the number of abortions. That kind of language is not acceptable in today's Democratic Party. Alexandra DeSantis, who is just joined me a few times here on the program when I've filled in, has a piece at National Review. Corporations are people, unborn children aren't. Writing, just briefly summarizing, in the wake of outrage over abortion restrictions, corporations can be people once again. Remember when there was so much outrage about Mitt Romney saying that corporations are people? I mean, corporations are just made up of people, right? Progressives have rediscovered their fondness for using corporate influence to cow their moral inferiors into submission. Signed by the CEOs, and this is that letter, CEOs of Bloomberg, Square, Slack, Mac Cosmetics, Yelp, among others, This letter appeared in the New York Times on Monday. Not the first act of corporate resistance to pro-life legislation. Several film companies loudly mulled over whether to cease production in Georgia over the state's heartbeat bill. CEOs seem to have forgotten the progressive edict that corporations aren't people. Hobby Lobby, we were told, remember Hobby Lobby, the whole case? We were told Hobby Lobby could not refuse to comply on moral grounds over the abortion mandate in Obamacare because Hobby Lobby is a company, not a person. Its owner's personal beliefs mattered not at all. Progressives objected to the family which owns Hobby Lobby asserting its beliefs in the same way they objected to Citizens United vociferously. Of course, it's a total myth that corporations can't act as people under U.S. law, and that's now embraced by the left. The other one I wanted to mention quickly is John McCormick's piece on the Hyde Amendment, which again allows taxpayer funding, for abortion. Nearly 4 out of 10 Democratic primary voters support the Hyde Amendment ban on federal funding for elective abortions under Medicaid. But following Joe Biden's flip-flop last week, none of the 20-plus Democrats running for president support the measure. Hyde Amendment first passed back in 1976. If Democrats gained control of Congress in 2021, they would very likely have majorities who oppose the Hyde Amendment might try to strip it out. In 2017, when the House voted to make the Hyde Amendment permanent and apply it to Obamacare, only 3 Democrats supported it. When the Senate voted on that measure in January 2019, 2 Democrats voted for it, Joe Manchin and Bob Casey, but 2 Republicans voted against it, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. Would Senate Democrats kill the filibuster to kill the Hyde Amendment? Well, you, dear listener, have seen the passion and the speed with which the party and the candidates here have sprinted to the left on abortion. Do you think that leftists and abortion enthusiasts would stop because the filibuster is in the way? No. They would simply pressure their lawmakers to lift it, to nuke the filibuster, to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. This is the new litmus test for Democrats. Abortion, used to be safe, legal, and rare, and now there needs to be some sort of new slogan. You know, up until birth, unlimited, taxpayer funded. It's the new description of what Democrats want abortion to be in the country. And even Joe Biden, the so-called, he's the moderate. He's the moderate in the race. Joe Biden is fully hard left on abortion at this point, and he's going to have to apologize profusely for those comments from 13 years ago. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, there are great training programs available, too. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. Steve Dillon coming up next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.